Trevor wakes up with pain in his head. He's feeling empty, ashamed of himself that he has fallen back into his wayward ways after living clean for a while. But then there is the voice of a toddler calling him daddy, and Trevor does not have a baby. This is episode 2 of Trevor's Pain on Sunday Breakfast. Trevor must open his eyes. The sun. Who pulled his curtains? Now a pair of soft hands on his wrists. Hands of a person. Adult. He opens his eyes. The left eye first. Slowly. The light is bright. This is not the sun. In his room, the window is to the right. This he knows. There is a woman. There is also... the baby. Slowly the right eye. He moves his head. The pain makes him dizzy.
Hey. You're up?
That voice. Now he opens his eyes, opens both. It's Samantha. Didn't she leave? Has she come back to judge him again? Why now? For weeks she wouldn't answer his calls. On the morning he wakes up sick with a headache, nauseated by the terrible smell of... This is not alcohol. The smell... This is not booze. Chemicals. Smell from a hospital ward. Heavens, how drunk did he get?
How's your head?
Sam. She's not judging him. She sounds concerned. He is looking at her, her frown, her smile. She could always do both at the same time. She would frown, disappointed again. But the smile would not completely fade away. This always chewed bits and pieces of his soul. How he always upset a person who did not know how to be fully upset. Now her face is leaning on his, her soft, tender cheeks. Her tears.
You called the cops, the drift my place.
Slowly it comes back, her house. She had called him. Trevor had just parked his car outside his old favorite place, the corner, bar and grill. More bar than grill. He had to have one beer, then she had called. Someone had broken into her house. She had screamed.
You saved my life.
She saved his. Maybe the break-in did. The blow to his head. He remembered it now. They remain in each other's arms. They draw the attention of the few people in the ward. The other patient, a man in the bed next to his family. Trevor had not seen him, but he had heard the man's little boy greeting him. The sweet sound that woke him up.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from AlcoaFM.co.za.